When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best and fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the station website. That would be 1150kknw.com. Click on Listen Now, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And that's 1150kknw.com. Click on Listen Now. You can also find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and wouldn't you know, last minute this morning, we do have a recall. So I just posted that up. I'll tell you about it shortly. And gosh, it is a kind of gray, cloudy day here in the Pacific Northwest. We've been having a lot of sunny, warm, smoky, humid weather. It's nice to have it a little cooler. I've been hoping for some rain, but I haven't gotten any so far. Let's see. Looking into the studio here, I have to say that it is a Mariners home game today, and that means Nathan is bigfooting. Well, let me just say, in his place, taking care of business for us today and keeping us on the air, that would be production engineer David Brown is here. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Martha.
How are you today?
I'm doing just pleasantry. And yeah, I mean, we've got gray clouds and sunshine down on this neck of the woods.
Oh, you have some sunshine coming out already?
Yes, we do.
Oh, I'm really gray up here. And at least last night when I checked the weather, there was a possibility it might rain a little bit sometime during today. I was sure hoping that it would or it will. So fingers crossed, but we'll see. If you've already got sun down there, then probably I'm not going to see any rain here, but it is so dry. So dry. But anyway, before we get to chatting here for a minute and get the show officially started, I just have to say, can you tell? Does it sound like I have an extra excitement in my voice? Because I do. Because it's finally time, and I'm so excited because I get to I'm going to get on to make the check in that box today and check off the number one Animal World bucket list guest that I've wanted here on Animal World. It's going to happen today. It is it's time. Dr. Jeff is here, and we are going to be spending the show with Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain vet, my favorite vet, and the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guy. You know, I've told you so many times, he is such a classic example of someone who is living a phenomenal life of service, and how to devote yourself to your passion and your service. And have a wonderful life at the same time. So I am so excited to meet him in person, and we'll have the whole show to get to know him, and hopefully this is just the first of many and lots of conversations together. It seems that we care about the same things. But the plan is David and I are going to take care of business and get all the usual stuff out of the way. And then once we've done that, we'll officially start the show, which if you haven't been here before, which I know that there are a lot of you out there that haven't been here before, because Dr. Jeff and his people Did a great job, you know, put out some nice publicity. So I'm sure that we have Dr. Jeff fans tuning in that have no idea who we are, David. Plan is we officially start the show when I get to that with some little St. Francis prayers and affirmations empower our lives. And then we will take an ad break, take care of advertisers. Only going to do that once this hour, because once we do that, and I plan to do that towards the bottom of the hour, then I will bring Dr. Jeff on about 9:30. And then we will have the rest of this hour to chat with Dr. Jeff. And boy, we've got some catching up to do when we get him on the air, because I've been so confused about what's really happening. There's so much what I have learned now, fake publicity out there about Dr. Jeff. There's so much stuff online that is not official from the Dr. Jeff machine. It is, they are like Facebook pages and stuff, putting out stuff that has nothing to do with them, but they're real pictures and stories. And so anyway, we're going to straighten out what is the truth and reality? And where the heck is Dr. Jeff now, and what's going on? I feel like I've just been with him because, of course, in our market anyway, Animal Planet is kind of binges Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet shows Saturday evening. So I watch them all evening. It was great. But let's see, to start with David, and I think we'll be prepared because, you know, Nathan, our regular production engineer, was not a happy camper that he had to be out Bigfooting today. I mean, he loves being Bigfoot, but he wanted to be here for Dr. Jeff. But I suspect we're going to have a Bigfoot sighting here on the air, and he'll probably come in and step on Dr. Jeff just so he can say he met him, even though he'll meet him as Bigfoot.
Yep.
But that will come up later. Let's see. So I already mentioned it once before we get to anything else. If you go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It is the first post the only post I posted today. It is a recall of Fromm's, F-R-O-M-M, food. And that is very popular in our area, and I assume around the country and the world. And these products have been distributed all around the United States and Canada. The products involved are Fromm Family Food, Turkey Pate Wet Food, and Dinner Classic Milo's Meatloaf Pate Wet Food for dogs. So if you feed Fromm products, those sound familiar, you can go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You'll find the big recall there posted. If you don't do Facebook and you want to go directly to my source, the website to go to is truthaboutpetfood.com, truthaboutpetfood.com, and you will be able to pick up that recall. All righty, then weather-wise, you know, I've got gray and cloudy out here. You got clouds, a little bit of sunshine coming in. I don't think we're expecting any big storms or anything, maybe a little rain here or there. But I think we're kind of static in that, kind of in that mid-70s to upper 80s for the rest of the week, right?
Today is supposed to be about mid-70s today. Tomorrow will be about the same. And I think it does warm up on Tuesday. And then, yeah. You said there might be a slight chance of a rain later in the week. That is, I'm looking that up, but I think that's correct.
Yep. And, boy, I don't know about you guys, but for me here, it's been so humid and smoky. And I'm ready for get some wind, get some rain in here, clean the air, which would be really nice. And do be thinking good thoughts for everybody in Eastern Washington, you know, and all the fires that are going on in our state. And let's just imagine the lightning staying above us and not coming down. If there are any storms going through, and the firefighters being able to contain those fires. And I will do my best to sneak in current events this week so that I can give you the donation recommendations for helping the animals in the fire and you know, those rescues that are helping. In the meantime, before we move on, we do have some road. I do have a road alert this morning. David, it didn't affect you coming to the station, but don't we have all southbound lanes of 405 are closed?
That is correct. I came up northbound 405 because I forgot to check before I left this morning. And yeah, on my
how
way.
Was it when you,
well,
when
northbound's fine, but yeah, I look over and lo and behold, nobody's coming the other way. So yeah, southbound 405 is closed.
Yep. So good luck getting home.
I'll just have to go across I-90 and then go down I-5.
Oh, so you'll have to go around the other way.
Yep.
But anyway, keep that in mind if you're like David and don't check about the roads before you leave. Southbound 405 between what, Bellevue and Renton is just closed?
Yeah, in that area. Yeah, pretty much.
All right. And then my big alert for today is that I just... it has been so dry, and we were really in a drought, and you know, serious burn bans going on, and I don't know. I think it's one of the driest summers I've had here, and I just want to alert you that everybody needs water, and that includes our animal friends outside, and not just the animals, but the insects too. Everybody needs water. I'll tell you, I have my fountain outside, and I have my birdie bath and all of that, and you know, I keep them full and fill and all of that, wash the birdie bath regularly and all of that, because boy, there's been a lot of birdie bathing going on with the smoke in the air. I find that when the birds are here, if it does get really smoky, they move out of the area, but when they come back in, they want to wash all that smoke off, so they're in the birdie bath all the time. And one day this week, I was a little, the fountain was down, and so was the birdie bath, and I didn't get out till later in the afternoon to fill it up. And when I got, what reminded me is I looked out and there was a chickadee sitting on my fountain, and I do have chickadees, and there's a birdhouse out there that they use. And so I went out and I filled up the fountain and all of that, and but it's I didn't even have a chance to get out of there. But as soon as I filled up, I mean, the birds came in like crazy. All of a sudden, there's a flock of there had to be 20 chickadees all around the fountain. And then the finches came in and the robin. And I mean, it was bird city out there as soon as I got all the water going. And so it reminded me that, man, it is important to keep up. So I keep, water bowl on the ground in the front of my house, you know, which is actually dog water bowl, but I find other critters use it too. Got the fountain, I've got the birdie bath, and then I realized as the week's going by, David, every time I go in through my kitchen into the sink, there's a spider in my sink. And it's those great big wolf spiders that they live outside, and I've healed my relationship with spiders, and we get along okay. And but I'd forgotten how much they need water too. I didn't realize that all of those things drink water, but they do. And so it's important to put water out in places. So now, you know, when I'm watering, because I'm watering very specifically my baskets and plants and, you know, the fountain and the birdie bath. But now I'm making sure that I get water around on the ground and water places. And it was so funny, you know, when all those birds came in, once I got the fountain going, was really amazing that they dive bombed the fountain and all around the fountain, and the hummers were into the waterfall and all that sort of thing. But the birds went to all the different plants and bushes that had gotten water from the hose I was squirting. So any plant that was wet, those were the plants that the birds got on. So just, if you've got dryness going on in your area, be sure to water the animals and the insects. And if you don't want the spiders and the insects coming into the house, sometimes they're coming in for water. Put water out for everybody. All right. Okay. And my animal TV update for the week is, yay, Animal Planet is still binging Dr. Jeff. So Dr. Jeff on Saturdays, evenings, he's out here. You can watch Dr. Jeff's show all evening. Now, they put in some Dr. D, the Alaska vet, but then it goes back to Dr. Jeff. So I'm a happy camper there. And just quick sports update. Let's. Oh, you're back to your Central sweatshirt, David.
Well, football season is coming.
Yeah. Well, 2 weeks ago, you gave up on the Mariners, and you were already into football.
Yeah.
But actually, the Mariners are all of a sudden having a rally, and they're two in a row, and two walk-off wins, and hopefully Nathan Bigfoot will be a good luck charm today. They'll win three in a row.
Which is shocking considering how the game went. What was it, Tuesday night? I don't know if you heard what that final was.
No, I don't. I still can't believe that.
22 to nothing? I thought, okay, that's it. Season's over right now, but apparently not yet.
All right, so good luck to the Mariners today. And then your Seahawks, they're getting ready to gear up. And is there another practice game this week?
Yeah, it's a preseason game. It's Sunday Night Football tonight. Seahawks are in Tennessee to take on the Titans. 5 o'clock kickoff on your local Fox station.
Yeah, righty. All righty. Sounds good. All right. So I think that is everything we need to touch base on here. So I think we can go ahead and officially start the show. And if you haven't been here before, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with all the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, and it's my show, so I can, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers for our animal, one for our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then we have a pile of affirmations that I do that are chosen for their ability to seriously and positively affect your life. Just so you know, you can participate with me, and you can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me. You can take them with you and say them during the week, as I know many of you do, or you can opt out. And I usually say not like Love Train. Dancing's required at the top of the hours. But this, just for 1 week, we're skipping Love Train at 10 and 11 because I want all the time we can have with Dr. Jeff. So we'll get back to Love Train in next week. But this week, we're just going to Red Robin at the top of every hour and give us ourselves some extra time. All righty then. So here we are. I'm going to start now with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, and now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now, here's starting our affirmations, and each one has been contributed by some member of our animal world family or not, and like I said, chosen for their profound abilities to positively affect your life. This first one was a spiritual assignment to me many, many years ago, and it was say this affirmation out loud 3 times a day for a week. See what happens. Changed my life. So I continue to do it, and I share it with you. Now, here we go 3 times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, the second affirmation comes from our best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen. And 3 times, here we go. Oh, when I mention abundance in this affirmation, imagine in your mind the type of abundance that you want to attract into your life at this time. Go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty now, this is the affirmation I use to kind of keep me and my animals in balance to get out in the world. It is comes from my spiritual family, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Italian division. Here we go, three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, this next affirmation comes from Natasha Venter, our intuitive gal. And this is the one I use for me and my animals to keep us to try to stay in balance with all this crazy energy we have to deal with these days. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and then this affirmation is the Ananda Worldwide Warriors of Light affirmation. Boy, do we need this one. You know, God's love and light, most powerful energy on the planet, and the best thing we can do right now is just blanket the planet with light and love. Try to raise the vibration. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with a love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Alrighty, now we're going to conclude these affirmations with the one we've added in since we are at war again. I've added back in Paramahansa Yogananda's Peace and Harmony Prayer, and there's actually two affirmations that I'm going to do. If you take these affirmations and do them at home, the first affirmation you do 10 times, and then the second affirmation you do 3 times. For radio purposes, we do them each 3 times. So here's the first affirmation. And by the way, Yogananda recommends you put your hands in the prayer position. That aligns you better with spirit. All right. Here goes affirmation number one. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Affirmation number two. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Woohoo! We are all spiritualized up now for the day and the week, and woohoo! I always feel like we're done. Okay, it is now we are going to take care of our advertisers for the first time in this hour. Well, it's only once this hour because I changed things up a bit for Dr. Jeff. And As soon as we do that, woohoo! It's time, everybody. Dr. Jeff joins us next. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet is coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW. And we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time. And now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, it's an exciting day. Before we get to our guest, just want to let you know we heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. It's in her home now, so great access, easy parking, and she's a very gifted healer, and she can work with you in person or remotely with her Acutonic forks and gongs, and it's so great to work with her in person, but she works remotely. Check her out online, whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call. She'll call you back. 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. We also heard from our NuPro supplements. And remember, it's N-U-P as in Peter, R-O. NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You know, wonderful cat vitamins, NuPro nuggets. You know, my Sophie Sweet Cheeks won't eat her food without her NuPro nuggets sprinkled on. We call it special treats on top. And their dog supplement, oh man, the powder goes in the food. If you've got picky eater dog, it makes gravy, and they'll eat it right away, and it's really phenomenal. There's the gold label that helps for skin and hair coat. Get the silver label, get some glucosamine and chondroitin for hip and joint support. And let me tell you, if you've got a shedding breed of dog, here's the miracle. Keeps the hair on their bodies and not on your floor. So if you live like golden retrievers, like I have most of my life, you know, you have those tumbleweeds all around your house of golden retriever hair, but not when they're taking NuPro. It's really amazing. You have to brush it off. So NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. You can order online. You can order on Amazon, the same price, and you can often find the dog supplements in your local pet store. All righty then. We are all caught up, and it is time. And it is really, this is a big deal. Now, I know we've got a lot of you out there listening that are just joining us for the first time because you're fans of Dr. Jeff, and you heard that he was going to be here. So for those of you that don't know, this is a huge deal for me. Now, first of all, how big is it? Well, I've been doing this show for well over 30 years now. And it's rare that I, you know, that old Martha gets this excited to have someone on the air with me. But, you know, I told you that today I get to check that box of my number one Animal World hero type guest that I've wanted on the show. And I frankly had kind of given up on this connection happening. I want you to know, for those of you regulars know how this happened, but those of you that are just joining us, you don't. And I think I became a fan of Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, probably the first time I saw him. And of course, that was when the show came out on Animal Planet. And I have to say that, because y'all know I spent almost 20 years in veterinary medicine. I'm not a veterinarian, but I'm a vet tech and managed veterinary hospitals, worked in them for that period of time. And so it's my passion and one of my passions. And so I'm picky about, you know, the vet shows and all of that. And usually I'm quite critical. But oh my, I liked Jeff immediately when I started watching the show. And then as I watched, I just more and more impressed every time I've seen it. And so I've watched for many years. But I didn't understand that because they rerun them all the time. I was kind of confused, I think, as to what reality, what's really going on with Dr. Jeff, because it seemed like there were no new shows coming on Animal Planet and so forth. And I'm not techie and I don't do a lot of social media. I had tried, I think, a few years ago to see if I could find Dr. Jeff. And so I looked, in my inept way, looked, and I couldn't find him anywhere. But I was looking in Denver. I didn't even realize it wasn't in Denver anymore. I'm various guests on the show here. And I have to give a big shout out, thank you, to Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. And if you're not familiar with that website, get on there and check it, animals24-7.org. They do phenomenal work, but they have been regular guests here on Animal World for a couple years or so now. And we were doing one of our regular Sunday interviews and chatting about whatever was going on with dogs, you know, or animals, cats, and around the country, around the world. And Merritt name dropped. Merritt just mentioned Dr. Jeff Young. Well, David, I don't remember if you were here doing the show that day or if Nathan was, but those of you that were here when that show went down, when Merritt said, Dr. Jeff Young, the world came to an abrupt end, at least on this show temporarily, because I was like, oh, wait, excuse me, say what? Did you say Dr. Jeff? And do you mean Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, Dr. Jeff? And, you know, and Merritt and Beth said, oh, yeah, that's who I was. And I, you know him? Oh, yeah, we've known him since the 90s. I think we got started working together in 1993 or something like that. And, yeah, and we're friends. I, do you know how to contact him? yeah, we can just send him an email. He's a friend. Do you think he might be interested in doing the show? And Merritt and Beth said, well, we don't know, but probably, but we'll shoot him an email. And you know, he always answers. And I said, well, great. Well, anyway, so I have to tell you, so that day, as soon as they were off the air with me, they sent off an email to Dr. Jeff. And lo and behold, and this is one of the things that tells me, he is for real. He's a real guy, and there's no pretense. And anyway, he answered immediately. And so after the show, I'm finding out he answers immediately. He says, yeah, I'm interested. Well, I tell you what, I think by Sunday afternoon, we had tentatively scheduled this show today. He, of course, had to talk to his Steve and, you know, his publicity guy and all of that, because to make sure that it worked with the schedule and all of that sort of thing. But here we are. And I just have to tell you, my favorite veterinarian, and because he addresses so many of my personal issues with veterinary medicine these days. He is a renowned American and international veterinarian and star of what I think is the highest rated Animal Planet show ever. And he's dedicated his life to animal welfare, focusing on accessible, low-cost care and ending pet overpopulation, and not just here, but all around the world, because he lives his mantra, think globally, act locally. So my pleasure, and I'm so excited because I can actually see him. I feel like I could maybe reach out and touch him. And so my pleasure to welcome Dr. Jeff Young. Welcome to Animal World. Are you there? Hello, Dr. Jeff. Uh-oh, we got some technical stuff going on. Can you hear me? Oh, no. So if I've been going on about all of it, because I can't hear Dr. Jen, it looks like he can't hear us, Dave. Isn't that interesting? So can you not hear Dr. Jeff? He can't hear? Okay, so we've got no sound going on, David, for Dr. Jeff's end. Now, I guess in all of my time on the air, I don't know that we've ever had this happen and that we could not hear our guest and he could not. No wonder he was sitting there and I, you know, there was no reaction in his face. And so bear with us. David is fooling around here, seeing what he can. So it looks like maybe you're going to have him reboot computer and zoom back in, huh?
Anything?
There we go. I think Dr. Jeff, say something. Can you hear me? I heard something. I thought that was Dr. Jeff, and a green light came up around him. Speak. Like, I don't know how to, in sign language, to say something, because he obviously can't hear us. But I think we can hear him if he talks. Can you type in, David, Jeff, say something. Tell him to say something.
Hello?
So am I supposed to be on?
Well, you are on.
Yes, they're trying to introduce you, but they can't. It's live. They can't hear it. You can't hear them. So they can't
now
hear
we
you.
Can. Now I can hear Steve.
Disaster. Hold on. They're trying to reboot it. Exactly what I was trying to avoid.
My audio thing is going up and down. It's green. It says audio and it's green. It goes up and down. But I'm not hearing, but I can't hear them at all.
All right.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to call them right now. Hold on.
David, that what we're hearing, and that's Steve.
Anything?
Who can't?
Anything?
So it sounds like, and he has the station number, or he may be calling. I don't know if he'll call me or who he's going to call. They obviously sound is not going through the other way. So I don't know, David. Do you want to go ahead and run ads?
Are you still downstairs?
Do we? Okay.
Can you send Keegan up to this back
room? All right, so you better mute them him now, David, because they're talking and we're getting that on the air.
Okay, yeah, I'll grab him.
All right.
I'm looking here just a sec.
So, all right. So, Dave, why don't you just run some ads and let's see if we can't get them rebooted up here and get the sound working. We shall return. We're going to try to work out these technical difficulties and we will be back right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Want to be part of the tapestry of talk on 1150 KKNW? Check out the Be a Star section on 1150kknw.com.
Hey, yo, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for being patient with us and staying with us here on this Sunday morning. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And wouldn't you know, okay, my bucket list guest on Animal World, and a guy I want here more than anything else, and we have technical difficulties. I don't know what happened. Mercury's not in retrograde. It's acting like it is, but it's not. And all of that wonderful stuff I said about Jeff and all that stuff, he didn't hear any of it. All right, so this is what we do on live radio when things get messed up. We rewind and start over. All right, rewind. Okay. I'm not going to repeat everything I said. It would take an hour. But let me say, I am delighted to check off number one bucket list on the Animal World guest list. Today, it is renowned American and international veterinarian and star of what I think is the highest rated Animal Planet show ever. He's dedicated his life to animal welfare, focusing on accessible, low-cost care and ending pet overpopulation, not just here, but around the world, by living his mantra, think globally, act locally. It is my incredible pleasure to introduce, for the first time, and welcome to Animal World, Dr. Jeff Young. Good morning, Dr. Jeff.
Good morning. Thank you, Martha. It's probably something technical at my end because I am very non-computer literate, I'll be honest.
Well, you know what? See, that's two of us. I think we're kind of two peas in a pod, and that's why we're going to spend, I think, you know, the next 15 minutes for the rest of this hour. We got to kind of get everybody on the same page because I'm less confused now than I was, you know, a couple of months ago. Because of the connection we've made, and I've now been caught up by Steve, you know, as to what's legitimate online and what isn't. But oh my goodness, Jeff, there is so much stuff online about you that isn't true.
I've died quite a few times. I know that.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and my regular listeners now, those, I mean, I know we've got a lot of people listening today that haven't listened before, but there are many of you that, you know, have been with me for over 30 years as I've been doing this show. And you know what a fan I am of Dr. Jeff. But everybody also knows, Dr. Jeff, that I am not technical either. And just say, I'm probably the last person in the world to get a computer. I had to be dragged into the world. I had to get a cell phone because of my, as a behavior therapist and dog trainer, traveling around to work with people, I had to be able to make calls. But I was probably the last one to get a smartphone, all that sort of stuff. And I just don't do all the stuff that a lot of people do. So we can relate to that. And I just say, you know, probably I used to get, when I started talk radio, I got in big trouble with the producers because, you know, you're supposed to keep not tell the everybody what's going on. Well, I'd always say called it letting people into the kitchen. So if we messed up, I just told everybody. So we just tell the truth about around here. So Jeff and I don't know what we're doing technically. And David really doesn't either. He's filling in for Nathan.
Yeah. And I had to quickly call him because I knew he's hovering around here somewhere.
Yeah, so when things went south, honestly, David didn't really know what to do about it either. But we know that, you know, our Nathan, because he's so tall, you might have seen him, Jeff, come into the studio. Yeah. He's so tall. He's the Miller Lite Bigfoot mascot for our Mariners, you know, baseball team. And so he's in the studio getting ready to dress up as Bigfoot and go down to the stadium and be Bigfoot for the game. And so fortunately, he was here. And of course, I think he just stepped in the studio and looked at the equipment and everything got fixed. Nathan's like that. He's just technically that good. Anyway, thank you, Nathan, for bailing us out, and apologies to everybody but at least hopefully we've gotten all of the glitches out of the way to start with, and we will have smooth sailing for the rest of the show. But anyway, all this stuff, oh, I know what I was talking about. And by the way, you know, I'm a talker and I go off on tangents. What's going on? All of a sudden, at some point, and I don't know when it was, this was a while ago, I started coming through my Facebook feeds. It was a Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet Facebook post. And, you know, it looked like official Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet. And it was real photographs. And the photographs seemed real and of you and Petra and, you know, all the Rocky Mountain Vet people and so forth. But they were saying that you had cancer again and that you were dying. And then there were pictures of you having chemotherapy and then bruises all over your body and IVs and all this stuff. And I even, and that's why I'm saying this now, my listeners will remember, I even one week got on the show and said, I don't know if this is true or not, but if it is, we need to be praying for Dr. Jeff. So we even started saying some prayers for you on the air. And now, of course, I know that's not a legitimate Dr. Jeff website.
Yeah. I am recovering from stage 4 lung cancer. I guess you can't call it recovery. And I'm in, they don't even call it remission, but I'm stable. The last PET scan showed nothing lit up, you know, and that's what it's all about. I take a lot of herbal stuff every day, but, you know, like, it's probably what's going to kill me, but no time in the near future. I see myself being around for a few more years working hard. So I don't take time off. I just had knee surgery 2 months ago and I just had shoulder surgery 2 weeks ago. So
wow.
Someone's slowly putting me back together.
Yeah, all right. But you've been dealing with cancer on and off for a number of years.
Yeah. Because doing
the Rocky Mountain Vet Show, when you first were diagnosed with cancer, you elected to show all of that on, you know, the TV show. So we got to go through that process with you, and you had to, you know, shave your head and all of that. And but it was so touching, though, when I still remember Petra saying, well, can I shave my head with you? And you said, no, I like your hair long. And that was very cute. But how many years ago was that when you first started dealing with cancer?
That's been about 15, 16 years ago.
All right.
So the first stage was lymphoma, and I've cured that. And then I had a lung lobe taken out somewhere along the line. When I had lymphoma, they found out I had two types of lymphoma at the same time. That wasn't expected. So, but I mean, I've always bounced back from everything. This lung cancer, They caught it kind of by accident. So I always seem to be lucky enough to catch things early, which helps, I guess.
Wonderful.
Although stage four is not necessarily early, but, you know, I have quite a bit of lung capacity still left. I think being a runner really made a difference because I live at altitude and, you know, I can walk and act pretty normal. People wouldn't know that I have lung lobe scarred in, one lobe, lung lobe missing, you know, so I do real well.
Yeah. And I'm amazed, you know, I've always, you know, I thanked before you could hear, I put a shout out and a thank to Merritt and Beth Clifton, you know, from animals24-7.org, you know, her regular guests on the show and so forth. And I always say about them, they are the hardest working people I know. I don't know how they do all they do and how they cover all the things they do and all the research. And I can ask Merritt anything and he can like write a book. He's like an encyclopedia. And, but I think that you may be someone that I think works even harder and more than they do. Because I have now read the book, and by the way, just first plug today, you guys, if you haven't read the book about Dr. Jeff, it's really wonderful, and it's a easy read, and you'll learn a lot in the book. It's called Beyond the Boundaries, The Life and Times of Dr. Jeff, the Rocky Mountain Vet. The author is Melinda Grohall. You can order it easily on Amazon. That's how I got it, or Barnes & Noble. But do pick up a copy, and it really fills in a lot of the details. But, you know, on the television show, we got to see, you know, a lot of what you do in terms of, you know, you're the busiest practice in the country. They said, you know, 100,000 patients and 40 staff, and you guys are just going 100 miles an hour all the time, it looks like. But then you also do so much work to serve the animals, not only in your area around Colorado and going to shelters and rescues and doing vaccine clinics and spay and neuter stuff and all that stuff, but all around the world. And it looks like you're just busy all the time. And up until recently, you've always lived above the hospital that you practice in. So it was kind of like 24/7. I want to catch us up right now because I didn't realize that a few years ago that Animal World stopped making new shows. And I don't think it was just Rocky Mountain Vet that they stopped doing new. I don't think they do any new shows now. And I think all the shows,
After COVID, a lot of things changed. And even today, they're not really starting new shows. You pretty much have to go to them with $1 million, a couple million dollars up front to start a show, you know?
Really?
So there's not a lot of, the shows, the kind of shows that we did just aren't being made, you know? So everything's gotten a lot more expensive. And it's in flux. And Animal Planet, I'm glad I did it and everything, but, you know, in many ways, there's just too many cable shows on and none of them are making it really big. So I don't know. There's just, you know, the finances after COVID have just been dramatic with, they're talking about, movies are never going to be big again. Well, that's not true. We know they're making a comeback. So I think things will cycle back around. It's just not easy.
Okay. Well, I want to get the timeline right. Now, the cool thing that Melinda did in the book she wrote about Dr. Jeff, in the back of the book, all the 8 seasons of Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet, the Animal Planet show, she's listed all the seasons and the names of the shows. Now, now when I watch on Saturdays, I'm trying to figure out the names of the shows, and I haven't been able to figure out how to do that. But you did 8 seasons of the show. And was it like one season a year, or did you just film one season and start another one? Or say, when did you start?
It was pretty much one season a year. Oh, the first year or maybe the second year, we kind of got a third season out of 2 years. Because once again, you know, when you're going into this, you're naive and you don't know anything about filming and stuff, and they kind of take advantage of you a little bit, you know,
right.
So, you know, they, So they rolled right into a second season, you know, and they called it a different season, but then they didn't necessarily pay you the same. It really is about making money in the end.
Right, right. So when, what year did Rocky Mountain Vets start airing? Do you remember?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you. I've only watched maybe six shows total.
Oh, really? Okay. That would be like me. I did local television a lot. Back in the 90s. Okay. But I never watched, you know, my show, yeah. So I understand that.
Now you want to hear your voice, you know, but just hearing your voice is weird. Petra, if someone turns on the show, Petra literally runs out of the room.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. If we don't really remember exactly when the show started, when's the last year of live shows or of,
probably current? 2023, something like that.
Okay. So what y'all need to know, especially those in our market out here, because all we really know of you, Dr. Jeff, is what we see on the television show. And since it's such a popular show, come back in the door. Is he? All right. You're getting stomped on, Dr. Jeff. Okay. That's Nathan. And Bigfoot, he's getting ready to go down to the big stadium and the Mariners game. All right. He's sorry he couldn't meet you in person.
I definitely like the Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's our Bigfoot, Nathan, and at least he was here to solve our technical problems. All right, quit stomping around. You can go play baseball now. All right, I'm sorry y'all can't see him because Nathan is quite attractive in his Bigfoot attire. Anyway. Those of us in this market anyway, when we're watching those shows on Saturday on Animal Planet, nothing is more current than like 2023.
Yeah, 2022.
Or 2022.
Like that, yeah.
So like 4 years now that we don't really know in our market anyway. Now, if we've got people listening that are coming, you know, listening from Colorado or that maybe come to Planned Parenthood and you're their veterinarian, and, you know, they know more about what's going on, but we don't. So just so y'all know, when we watch those shows here in this market, it's all old shows and nothing is newer than 2022. And so when I must have been after 2022 when I made my lame attempt to try to find you. And I couldn't find you anywhere. But see, I don't know what I'm doing technically either, just like you. But I didn't find you. But I was looking in Denver. I didn't know you weren't in Denver. So I remember from the beginning of the shows, you were in a smaller little hospital. And then at some point in the shows, you built a big new hospital. It was after that the show stopped making, you know, that Animal Planet stopped making new shows. And apparently, after the show was over, you moved from Denver and where you're now in, what is it, Conifer?
Yeah, Conifer. The reason for that move, honestly, was the show drove a lot of people our way. And we'd always done nonprofit work that was kind of the sideline, mostly for my international work and spay neuter clinics and reservations, stuff like that. But because of the show, and it's not a good thing or bad thing, it's just the reality of it. People would literally drive over from Chicago or Philadelphia and just show up on our doorstep and say, I got no money left. You know, here's my dog. Here's the problem. Or here's my cat. And, you know, things like that. And, you know, you're put in these positions where we're just eating it financially. So we thought, well, we might as well just become 100% nonprofit, you know, and when we moved up here, our cost up here for this building is $10,000 less a month than it was down in Denver.
Wow. So how far away from Denver are you?
We're 30 minutes from the old clinic.
Oh, okay. So that's not too bad.
So, you know, with gas prices and things, it's a little bit of a drive for some people, especially the kind of people we really want to cater to. But having said that, you know, if you're going to spend $10,000 on a surgery that we're going to do for $600 or $1,800, something like that, it's well worth the drive. You know?
Well, and that's why I was looking for you a few years ago, because, you know, I'm guilty. I'm one of those people thinking, well, you know, if I had something really serious, I need a serious surgery with my animal, I'd be willing to go to Denver. And so I wanted to find how easy would that be? And that's when I tried to find you. I couldn't even find you. But I could only imagine with the show and how popular you are. And there were some of those cases on the show where the people right. would say, well, you know, I live in Pennsylvania and I was quoted $15,000. And so I came all the way to Denver and Jeff did it for $1,000, you know, or something. And
It's been tough for us from the standpoint of it's really hard to do certain things from out of state, you know, like bone surgeries and things. They take follow-up every couple of
right,
weeks.
Right.
So many times people will just leave their animal with us for 2 or 3 months. And then they come back out, you know, because if we're going to do it, we got to commit to it right. Because so many times they come from places where the people have no experience with bones or they, you know, their regular vet who wants to send them to a specialist. And the specialist charge just ridiculous amounts, even for follow-up, you know, especially if they didn't do the original surgery. So it is trying to find that balance.
Yeah, all right. Well, speaking of finding balance, let's also try to find our schedule here because I'm already over the top of the hour. We've got to close out hour number one. We got to fire up hour number two. And by the way, I have a lot of my history in veterinary medicine because I spent almost 20 years working in veterinary medicine is with orthopedics. And mm-hmm. I'll tell you now, I've not worked with Dr. Jeff in person. But I'll tell you what, I think you are the best veterinary orthopedic surgeon I have ever seen. And I've worked with some of the best. I started the first veterinary orthopedic surgical practice in Seattle. I set that up and started, you know, with those. Anyway, you are the best. We're going to talk more about that. I want everybody to stay where you are. We're going to turn this hour around pretty quickly. Only a couple, 3 minutes at the top. We will be back. We'll pick up and make sure we get everybody current with what's going on. And then lots more. There's so much to talk about. And I'm so excited. Thanks for being here. And everybody stay right where you are. More Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, coming up straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We'll be right back.